For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team plays in the CCHA championship game Saturday against Minnesota State Mankato, joined by Lucas Sillinger, one of the three very prolific scorers on that top line for the Beavers. Lucas, you guys accounted for 8 points last Saturday. What was clicking for you guys?
Yeah, I think our line, we found good chemistry. We were able to generate a lot of chances around the net and capitalize on the ones that we had good looks on. So, you know, hopefully we can do a good job of that going to Minnesota State here next weekend.
Teams know that the three of you lead the way offensively, but yet they can't stop you. Have you noticed different ways of trying to defend you guys, different tactics that teams have used to try to slow you guys down or not?
I think we mainly focus on ourselves. You know, like our job is to put the puck in that, like you said, and we're trying to, you know, use our own strategies and techniques to get around the defenders. And there's different ways that we do that. And, you know, it's going to be a different game playing in Minnesota State. And it's going to be a high intensity game. It's going to be a loud crowd. We're going to have to get pucks in deep and kind of, you know, get to the gritty areas and score different ways.
The kinds of numbers that Owen has put up this year, and then you look and he's on the second team, the all-conference team. Does that speak to the depth and how good this league actually is?
Yeah, absolutely. Owen's had a great season, and I don't think he's too worried about, whether it was first team or second team or anything like that. I think he's more concerned about the bigger picture, and that's the game here next Saturday. But it's a very strong league. CCHA has developed it's a tight league. Every game is almost a one-goal game, and there's a lot of good teams in this division.
Elias was named first team. Mattias Scholl was named the all-rookie team. There aren't probably enough spots to reward all the guys that had a really, really good year, but those two guys in particular, since they were named to the all-league teams, how much have they meant to this team?
You know, they're a big part of the team. Rosie's been lights out all year. He's had a great career so far in Bemidji. I think, you know, his first year he was all-star team, same with his second year, so that's no surprise seeing him continue to do those things. And Schulze's, he's been a stud ever since coming to Bemidji. You know, he's really elevated his game going into playoffs here, and we're going to need for him to be a brick wall for us here Saturday.
Does it help you guys going into what should be a very electric atmosphere in Mankato that you were just in one last Saturday in Houghton?
Absolutely, yeah. Getting in a road win, it builds a lot of confidence, and we've been a good road team kind of all year. You know, we've benefited on playing on the road, so we're looking forward to it.
Do the two games just a handful of weeks ago in Mankato mean anything come Saturday?
I don't think so, honestly. It's one game, winner takes all, so we're just focused on bringing our A game, and hopefully the result is beneficial in our favor.
Best of luck.
Thank you.